Hello students, welcome you on the fourth chapter, that is seven rights of e-commerce logistics. I think in our previous lectures we have very well covered the basic logistics and the overall types of logistics. Okay, I think we have very well covered in our last topic, that is what was inbound, what is outbound, what is reverse logistics, and what is 3PL works, how the 4PL works. I'm sure you guys have simultaneously working on the other videos as well, you know. So just to refer the what are the insights of the today's logistics world. Okay, so today we'll understand, today we'll learn the seven rights of e-commerce logistics. Okay, what is seven rights? You know, I mean, it's very interesting stories, you know. I mean, why we need seven rights, you know. So it always says, like, you know, a right thing come at the right place at the right time, you know. It gives a very good benefit to your life or something like that, you know, whenever we heard. So same thing in logistics as well, you know. The seven rights of logistics are very, very essentials, you know. That is the right product, right customer, right time, right place, right conditions, right quantity, right cost. Okay. So what you think, like, you know, do you think in the today's world everything will be possible, you know, everything will be on the within the time frame or something like that? No, right? And that's the real challenge, you know, because to get everything right, it's very difficult in even in the personal life, and when it comes to logistic, it become more tough, you know. And that's where we are, that's where we have to play our role, you know, to select the right things at a right time at a very, very right cost. Okay, so yeah, we will understand the product, customer, time, place, condition, quantity, and cost. How we can become all these seven elements in a right category. Okay? Okay. So let's understand product first. Okay. So one of the most important ideas in logistics, you know, the seven rights, which referred the standard parameters, all the essential and the activities of the part, you know. The overall things, parameters are performing on this part only. Okay, I mean, just imagine, like, you know, if I'm getting a, what you can say, a right product and right quality, but it doesn't give me a right cost, will you going to buy? No, right? Of course no. I mean, of course, it has to be right cost, right? I even the product is right, the quality is right, and if I can give you the X number of cost, no one will buy, right? So everything should be right. Okay, let's say I got a cost is very right, but quality and conditions are not up to the mark. What you will prefer? No, right? So that's the thing. So everything has to match. Like in our today's life, when we are ordering something, why we are ordering? I mean, of course, the visibility is very good. It looks very good, and we found at the end we found the right price, right? You know, there are number of options of same product. You know, we choose the right things. You know, why we came at that decisions? Of course, because of the right price and the right product and the right time. Okay. So yes, we'll learn the same thing is applicable to the logistics world as well, you know. So why we need to understand this is you're going to see. And this is a very interesting topic, you know. So I'll just show you, like, how this, you know, once if things are matched, then it's really it gives you boost, right? Okay. So let's understand all the seven rights in a different way. Okay. So this seven rights, importance of moving, storing material in an efficient timing and reliable manner. These seven rights also link to the logistics strategies, you know, how we can fix the quality, how we can fix the flexibility and delivery and everything. Okay. So just imagine, like, you know, as I said, if anything goes wrong, like, let's say my product quality is right, my timing is right, but my cost is wrong. I mean, the product itself fall, right? So if you want to perform, I mean, if your product want to perform, that the seven pillars of R has to be up to the mark, okay? Then and then only things get properly selected, okay? So first we'll learn how the product, what we can designing, okay? So when designing manufacturing or selecting a product, the organization should take into the account of potential transportation issues, okay? Let's say if I want to transport electrical goods, or if I want to transport a normal wooden goods, what I can prefer? For electrical goods, I'll add some more packaging, right? Okay, because that depends on the product, right? For wooden material, I'll use a less packaging, right? So that's how I have to design a manufacturing or let's say a packaging things. Okay, the special packaging requirement may be necessary due to the weight of the bulk of the product and its shapes of the fragility and the distance traveled. Okay, so a well-designed product make logistic much simpler by providing a certain level of standardizations in the product measurement throughout the design process. Okay, now just imagine if my product is good, but if I'm not packing in a proper manner, do you think that shipment is going to up to end customer in a good condition? No, right? I mean, that's create a challenge. I mean, you know, and let's say the reverse scenario, if the packing is very good, then it's easy to handle. You know, I mean, just imagine, we have seen inbound logistics, outbound logistics, reverse logistics. Just imagine there are n number of hands. You know, when you receive the final delivery in your hand, there are n number of hand which has been operated of that shipment, of that particular order which you have ordered. So do you think that this is the packaging is very necessary? Of course, packaging is very, very necessary. You know, like, as you can see, IKEA products are designed to be shipped flat to maximize the number of items per shipment. This results in the fewer journey, which results in a decreased fuel consumptions and emission level. So what IKEA is doing, IKEA is going operating a different model. They a model dissemble kind of concept. Okay, so while inbound logistics, they provide the product, like if you've seen the furnitures in IKEA stores and everything. So that comes into the dissemble model. Okay, at the time of when it reached to store, they just assembled and everything. Okay, so that's how they product they have designed. Okay, a right customer is someone who needs are in alignment with the solutions or the product of the company offers. The greatest challenge in this process is how identify targeted customer and spread the awareness of the product of services. So this is the real challenge, you know, how you can target the customers. I mean, let's say if electrical requirement is not the particular pin code is not preferable the electrical goods. Do you think, like, as an organization, I have to focus on that pin code? No, right? Because no one is preferring the electrical goods over there. Okay, so that's how you have to do a market research for your right product. Okay, a useful market research would definitely give manager insights of potential customer and therefore allocate the budgets of the all the marketing strategy. By doing that, company will be able to gain more leads and the reach to more customers. So what happen is, even in today's in e-commerce and even the quick commerce, we do a forecasting. You know, we forecast the things which is actually in demand. Let's say a particular pin code demanding the electrical goods more, a particular pin code demands more dresses, more clothing material. Okay, So we focus on that categories more, for particularly on that pin code. Okay, so that's how the demand forecast things work. Okay, and the most effective method of identify ideal customer is three. Of course, the market research is the only way, the things that where we can the things. And in logistic, time is the most utmost important. I mean, as you can see, time delivery, as we can see, the overall e-commerce has revolutions from 4 days delivery to the same day delivery or the next day delivery or the quick commerce 10 minutes delivery. So even if all other aspects of the process are carried out correctly and the timing is not correct, then the entire process can fail, right? So business must have the products on the shelves, on the stock, at the right time to meet right demand. Otherwise, it will lose the market, right? Of course, the customer satisfaction is more important, and the managers are accountable for establishing the tracking system and coordinate with the delivery teams to ensure teams are delivering on the time. Okay. So here we have understand the right product. Okay. So why product is right is necessary is, of course, to meet the customer need. Okay. But what happened, like, you know, if the places are not up to the mark? Okay, let's say, I mean, IKEA furniture, they have bring at the very right product, okay, but they don't place in a right way. Do you guys buy the product, same products in IKEA stores? No. So that's the thing, the place is also necessary. The place is also where category geographically it is correct. Okay, it is critical to delivery all the correct products to the appropriate locations. Okay. Many of you have seen, just giving example, in retail stores, you know, there are particular shops are charge more rent, you know, that compared to the other rents. Okay, the pin codes are same, but the particular spot is charging more rent in particular shops. Why? Because that comes into the right place. That is in the, you know, heart of the city. That is where people are come for the day-to-day markets or day-to-day grocery things, you know, people are gathered more. So that area is always charge you more, you know. So that we called the right place. Okay. Right place is like where your deliveries get a benefit, you know, where your products get benefit. Okay. Let's say if my product is not deliverable. Let's say if I'm not getting, my products are not getting responses on Amazon. Do you think, although it's Amazon is a good brand, but do you think, is it a right place for me? No, right? I might try for Myntra, whereas the clothing options are more, where I'll get more chances for my products. Okay, so finding a right place is very, very important. Of course, same thing with the retail, the finding the right shop, finding the right place. And of course, when it comes to e-commerce, you have to find the right platforms. Okay. So as I said, the location selections is a critical, and along with the skilled delivery personals, the type of the system can assist the tracking and everything. So these are the things that we believe in the right place. Okay. Now, of course, we have seen the right product, right place. Okay, but what do you think? Like, do the conditions matter more? Conditions also matter, right? I mean, let's say if my product is right, if my places is right, but conditions are not right. Let's say I'm not hired a proper transporter, you know. They just least bother about the deliveries. The product get damaged, right? So condition is also necessary. The distribution strategy should be designed in such a way that product quality is maintained while maintaining low overhead cost. The supply team is also accountable for properly storing and deliverable goods to the customer in good condition. So condition is more important. Okay. So even the logistic firm should make sure that conditions of the product when it reaches to the end customers, you know. So the right condition is more important, and right condition is proportionate to your return shipments as well. So like, as you remember, if we covered on the reverse logistic, So if I have to reduce the reverse logistic, if I reduce as a 3PL partner, if I have to reduce my liability on the return logistics, what should I do? I'll make sure that my product goes in a proper right conditions to the end customer, right? So thereafter, my number of return shipments will get easily reduced. That will affect on my EBITDA, okay? That gives the profitability, right, to any company, and that gives the brand value. So condition is the directly affecting on the brand value of any organizations. Okay. Like as I said, Apple is famous for selling its famous line of iPhones and accessories in million around the globe every year. Apple makes its packaging and artistic visuals, you know. So just think, like, you know, why Apple is, you know, why people are making rush, people making queues and the first day itself, you know, why? Because they have achieved all 7 R's, you know, the brand like Apple or the brand like anything, like, you know, they have achieved. Because one thing, I'm very much sure that, you know, if I'm taking a Apple phone from Apple store, I'll get the right price, right product and right conditions, you know. So that's how the brand builds, okay. And that's how the right condition matters a lot. To ensure consistency to the identity, all Apple products use a combination of the color black, white, gray of the packaging as the well of the company's iconic logo. The final product to the end customer receives from Apple in any part of the world is ensured that Apple properly packed and without any damages. So if you have aware about right condition, what Apple has did, they have done a standardization in their product, standardization in their packaging. So what is the benefit of standardizations? So when you make standardizations in anything, in any product, okay, take it about anything, I mean, you take Samsung laptop anywhere from any world, the product will remain same. Why? Because they have made a standardizations. Okay, if you take any HP printers, they have made a proper standardization. So what standardization belongs here? That's a right condition. Okay, we have placed a right condition. Okay, if Apple laptop is there, then it comes with the proper white box packed only. Okay, so we placed a right standardizations to create a right conditions. Okay, that's how right conditions is the matter. Okay. So I hope we have cleared, we have understood the proper way of right product, right place and the right conditions, okay. So what do you think, quality is necessary? Yes, of course, I mean, the quality is necessary, but right quantity, you know. Just imagine if there is a demand of any product. Okay, let's say in certain pin code, there is a demand of any electrical gadgets, okay? But we don't cater the right quantity particular to that pin code. Is it going to affect on our sales? Of course, sales will affect, the brand will affect, okay? So we have to ensure that whatever product we are selling, we have to put it in the right place, in the right conditions, with the right quantity. What about, I'm just giving you example of the less quantity, okay? But let's talk about the reverse option, like excessive quantity. If we have provided the excessive quantity, what happened? My inventory is piled up, right? My cash flow will affect. So it's critical to send the correct quantity of the products when it comes to logistics. Knowing the exact quantity and the meet the demand is the key point of the manufacturers in the keeping reputations to avoid losing money. If a company produces too much products, the warehouse would be overloaded and other related expenses like storage costs will be raised. Okay. So how you will judge the right quantity? Any idea, like how, let's say if I'm giving you the scenario, whereas you have to send, let's take an example of laptops only. If you want to send a laptops to a particular warehouse, what is the parameter that you will select in this is the right quantity, right? How are you going to do? Of course, I mean, we will take the last 3 months forecast. Okay, let's say my last 3 months is 1,000, 1,000, 1,200 or 1,1500, or every respective month is this my last 3 months forecast. So what we will going to do? We will going to store 1,500 units, right? We can't do a 5,000 units at that particularly point. Why? Because the rest 4,000 or rest 3,500 units are my excessive quantities. Okay, so on an average, we will do a 3 month forecast or last 6 month forecast we'll do, and then where we'll get the right quantity. Okay, of course it happens. I mean, there are some peak periods where you get end numbers of demand, you know, things happen. But you have to ensure that if a quantity is mismatched, let's say if your quantity is facing the lesser quantity issues, you have to ensure that your supply chain should be so enough mature that you can fulfill that lesser quantity in a 1 day or 2 day, right? So that's how the right quantity matters a lot. Okay, so production must be a balance to meet demand with incurring excessive inventory costs, that what we have discussed. So that's how things work. The quantity is more matter, because what we can say is, like, you know, if I have to do a proper 6 months forecast, then I'll get the right quantity. Okay, and same thing with the right cost only. Okay, the cost is the, of course, you know, whenever we are taking a product, as an Indian mindset, we always focus on the cost. Okay, so of course the right cost is the major vital R in our logistic things. Okay, so the primary responsibility of the supply chain manager is to conduct proper market research, okay, to get a good price. I mean, let's say if I buy a raw material in a very heavy cost, do you think that, you know, I can produce the finishing product within the right cost? No, right? My cost will go up compared to the other competitors. And what is the impact on that? My sales will goes down, right? Because my competitors are putting their price in a very lesser way. Okay, so that's how things work. Okay, so you have to be focused on the right cost. And how you'll achieve the right cost? You have to do a proper product analysis from the raw material, you know, how much raw material, how very lesser raw material we can bring into the from the market, how the best things we can weigh, you know, the overhead costing of the raw material, how we can reduce, because that's the area where we can do a right cost in a proper product. Okay, so yes, we have learned all the seven rights, I think, in a better way. What was the seven right? Right product, right placement, right conditions, right quantity, right cost, you know. So that all are the essential and vital in the today's logistic world. And the supply chain manager should remember, you know, this all delivery right product to the right customer in the right quantity, in a right conditions, at the right place, at the right time, and finally at the right cost. And this seven right focus maximize to the customer satisfaction, minimize the cost, and maximize return on investment, as well as the increase the customer base or market shares of one. The seven right is demonstrate that logistical activities also. So of course, I mean, in scenarios, whereas seven R is the a theoretical study, okay, but in the real world, you have to be a very competitive. Okay, it doesn't mean that every time your price should be a right price, or your quality should be a right quality throughout the year. Okay, there are chances that your competitor may get well advanced in terms of quality. They come up with the lesser price. So to achieve 7 R's, you have to be very alert in all the day-to-day market scenarios, what things are going all around the world. I mean, just imagine right now the tariff things are happening. So do you think that a manufacturer or exporters can able to achieve the right price? No, right? So that's how you have to be familiar with the all the geopolitical, current geopolitical scenes and what is the things that are happening, okay, to achieve the things. So 7R is not just, you know, you at the initial of the year you have set the things and at the end of the year you will follow throughout the 12 months. No, it's a day-to-day activities that you have to keep on monitoring each and every product, each and every cycles, you know, that's the way that may will make you ahead of the curve, okay. And of course, I mean, customer satisfaction, that's the only way where we can achieve the things. But the overall idea of 7R is, you know, to deliver your best, okay. And of course, with the cost efficiency, okay. So I think I'm sure you guys are well aware about the things. But yeah, in the real world, it's to be honest, it's very difficult, and that's the area where we play a vital role. Of course, 7R, you know, no AI will give you the 7R setup throughout the year. It's all about your wisdom, your awareness, your willingness. That will give the, you know, try to maintain the 7 hours. Okay. So thank you. Thanks for the session today. Okay. I think we have very well covered of the 7 hours. And prior to this, we have all covered all the logistic frameworks, how the logistic things work, how's the inbound, outbound, and the reverse logistics things work, how's the 3PL operates, how's the 4PL operates. And now this is the 7R pillars of the things. Remember this exam point of view, of course, the definitions will be more important. But in real life, you just keep things in mind that 7R is the best framework to deliver your products best. But yes, it need a consistency, it need a day-to-day monitoring in a very detailed, organized manner, okay, that I think you'll ahead of the curve, okay. So thank you, thanks to all. I really wished that we have covered, and definitely we'll on the next topic we will go in the deep dive of the other logistic verticals, okay. Thank you, yeah.